Sorry, we were filling up there. Our friends from what I think is one of the most creative new restaurants in Central Arkansas, Bumpy's, is here.
Good stuff. Oh, my Lord, that's tasty.
Now, this is my favorite thing right here. What's this called?
What do you got here?
One's a pulled pork taco, and the other is a barbecue fish taco.
And then what about these pizzas? You got you've got pretty creative pizzas too.
Yeah, the chicken pizza is a Cajun chicken pizza, and the other one is a barbecue pulled pork pizza.
I don't think I've ever heard of a barbecued pulled pork pizza.
It's very tasty. It's got a unique smoky barbecue sauce. It's got a little bit of kick to it, and the cheese, the Monterey Jack cheese and spices we put on there, it's just a real good blend.
Hey, I see you brought Ace back. Ace beat the Baz girl.
Yeah, I did. I couldn't.
I'm back.
Is it true that you are thinking about doing a Beat the Bass segment during lunch and dinner at Bumpy's on-site live? And there'll be a cardboard cutout of me, and we'll have a tape playing.
Absolutely.
And if you can beat me.
There's only about 120 of those left.
That's right. It is storage.
If you bring one by, we can set that up.
Meow.
Well, yeah. People are already calling to do Beat the Bass.
Of course, I guess, Robert, what's up?
Hey, what's up? I'm ready to beat the bass.
All right.
Well, now last time, I think you guys might have given away some food. I don't know, but we are giving away journey tickets on this edition of Beat the Bass, sponsored by Bumpy's.
Nice.
So we're actually going to be serious with this one.
How old are you, Robert?
I'm 48.
Oh, man, you and I are right in the same age category.
Let me find them, Beat the
Bass. If you haven't been to Bumpy's, it's on Bowman Curve, right there in the same shopping center. We'll go ahead and say it is the
Buffalo Grill.
Opposite in the long time group down there, and it's your place is a former Faded Rose.
Correct. Right there on the end cap.
Yeah,
correct.
And if you want to try something creative, it's some new kind of food. This is, and you also have brunch on Sundays, right?
We do brunch on Sunday, 10 to 2. It's buffet style. We set it up in the bar, and it's all you can eat. And we do eggs Benedict, eggs omelets, you name it, cooked to order.
But it's Bumpy's Tex Mex. But you're sort of an eclectic Tex Mex. You do a little bit of, you're not just cookie cutter Tex-Mex.
Very much so. We take advantage of the local fresh products we have, the poultry, the beef, the fish, and we do some neat things with it. We put a definite creative spin on it. It's a Tex-Mex spin, but it's also our spin, and we have side vegetables that are very tasty. Spinach is an example, portobello mushrooms, zucchini squash that we grill fresh, so you can get a side, so you don't have to get the standard rice and beans, things like that.
Hawk, where's Beat the Bass?
RJ is eating. Hey, Bob. They're looking for Beat the Bass.
Of course.
Great.
Well.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Roger told me to get that.
You were such a
rat. That's it.
Get out of here. Excuse me, guys. Did y'all bring any cheese for the rat that just walked in this? Oh, my gosh. And you know what? And I told you to get me a regular Coke.
Golly. Man.
What a punk.
Roger told
what
me.
What a punk, RJ.
All the money. Two for the show. Three to get red and I go cat go.
And now, come on, come on.
Yeah, I'll beat the Bass. Yeah, I'll beat the Bass. Do you want to beat the Bass?
Beat the Bass.
It's time to beat the Bass.
Break out the fine china, chill the lemonade, tie yellow ribbon around the old oak.
Brought to you by Bumpy's Tex-Mex Grill and Cantina on Bowman Curve. Open 7 days a week. Now it's time to beat the Bass. Here's Tommy Smith and David Basil.
Yes, we are, and we're with our friends at Bumpy's, and they will be helping out the caller today. And there is no rules today. It's for journey tickets, so it's wide open.
So
okay?
If y'all know the answer to the song, immediately just blurt.
Okay. All right.
I want to make sure the caller can hear the song. Can you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we're ready to go here. All right. This is song number one.
Faith Hill?
Nope.
Taylor Swift? You got it. Talk in that mic. Blurt! Taylor Swift, she got it.
She got it.
She said Taylor Swift. Let me tell you, let me tell you what, young lady. Listen, if you're gonna play, you jump in this thing. Take this thing serious. I'm not trying to spin. Smile.
We're going live.
Caller one, Basil Zip. This is song number two.
Rule the world. Everybody wants to rule the world.
It's 1-1.
Robert, can you hear?
Yeah, I hear.
Send the group.
Group or song, it doesn't matter.
Air Supply?
Nope. It's a great song.
Every day. James Taylor. Boom!
Damn, battles. I can't even take a bite of my food.
2-1. Come on, girls. Come on, Wade. Let's here we go. Coaster.
Cat Fred Fever.
That's right.
Ted Nugent.
Yeah. Good one.
2-2.
What did you say, Basil?
Said two, Ted Nugent. All
right. Chill, chill.
All right. Song number 5.
I know you want to leave me. I refuse.
Temptations.
You got it. Four, Rod. 3-2.
3-2.
Come on, this is for tickets, Robert, for Journey.
Robert. Come on, Robert.
Okay.
Yeah, getting a ball game.
Ain't too proud to beg.
He's fired up now. He's got the lead. He's strutting a little bit. All right, here we go with this one.
Levon Helm.
That's not it.
Black Oak Arkansas.
Nope.
The band.
That's the band. Dead gummit. That's right. 3-3.
Way to go, Robert. You tied it up. Rats.
Rats.
That was my second guess.
All right. This is the final
one. This is
one.
It.
This is for all the tickets.
Come on. Come on.
The Clash.
You got it.
It's over.
Wow. Very nice job.
Way to go, Robert.
Guess who, the Clash?
Robert, you're going to Journey.
Sweet.
Sweet. Let me ask you a couple of things there, Robert.
Sure.
This came up yesterday. Do you go to the gym?
No, actually, I started doing P90X.
See, everybody's doing something.
Yeah, that stuff's crazy.
Well, that kicks your butt.
What?
Yes.
That kicks your butt. I'm doing about a P12X right now.
Do you have any idea how many players have won the Triple Crown?
I think it was 14.
You're close, but no cigar. Do you text and drive?
No.
Have you had a prostate exam?
Yeah.
Man, this guy will answer anything. I'm afraid to ask him anything else. How many times a week do you and your wife do it?
Well, I'd say one thing. She'd probably say another.
Yeah, she's got to be awake for it to count.
Well, I was mind blown because Basil brought it to my attention. I said, that's no way. He was saying the people in their 50s do it 10, 12 times a year. And I was like, wow, I'm way above average. And my testosterone's fine. And I got find out yesterday that that's about right. And I'm stunned.
Yeah.
Robert, what radio station just made you a winner?
103.7 The Buzz.
You're in.